God never gives up on man. Even though how hardened his heart or how grievous his sins, God is always there, ready to love unconditionally, ready to forgive sinners, and ready to wait patiently for his conversion. Why is this so? Perhaps, brothers and sisters, we ask, why is God so forbearing to man's sins and his wickedness? The reason is the nature and essence of God. God is merciful love. And when we talk of love in God, that love that is found in God, or God is merciful love, his love is uncreated. So there is no admixture of creation in the love of God. Unlike us, that our love is already mixed with creation. That's why our love is sometimes on and off. Sometimes it is not eternal, unlike the love of God. And because of this, the love of God, especially for sinners, is pure. It is pure because it is not mixed with any creation. Dear brothers and sisters, this is exemplified in our readings today. The book of Exodus, we find the great conversation between Moses and Yahweh as God. And you know what is the essence of their conversation? Where does it revolve? Oh, you're not listening carefully to the reading. So I'm just kidding. Their conversation revolves around the sin of Israel. And you know what is the sin of Israel? The greatest sin of Israel? Again, I'll fail you. joking only. I'm just kidding. Idolatry. Remember the covenant that God with Israel, I will be your God and you will be my people. At the start, it was fine with Israel. There is no problem about it. But later on, when they were wandering in the desert, they all forget about that covenant that God made with them. They started to worship. They started to change God with the idols that is coming from their golden earrings and made it into a molten calf. And from now on, this is our God, because the true God seems to forget us. That's why we are suffering in this desert. But no, God does not forget his people. Even if his people will forget God, God will never forget his people. And so here, God got the ire, got his wrath, his anger. And so usually, it's people who would be complaining against God. But in our first reading, take note, it is Yahweh who was complaining. And he said to Moses, go down now to your people. Your people, it's not my people anymore. Because of his anger, because of God's anger, he tried to dissociate himself with his people. He got angry because God, his people, Israel, became so stubborn and turned their backs on him, the true God. But look at Moses. What is the attitude of Moses? He pleaded with God. He even conscientized God. Remember, you made his covenant, and Israel, your descendant will be as numerous as the stars in the sky. How could it happen if you continue with your wrath, with your anger? So here, God, again, reassessing his nature as merciful God, what did God do? he relented of his original plan of punishing his people out of anger. So his mercy now takes its course. That's why punishment was not meted out towards his people because of his mercy, because of his love. This love and mercy was exceptionally experienced by St. Paul in our second reading. The beautiful letter of St. Paul to Timothy. St. Paul's experience. And take note, here, twice, St. Paul mentioned the phrase, I was mercifully treated. Take note, even if you review that second letter, second reading, I was mercifully treated by this God in Jesus Christ. I was a blasphemer. I was an arrogant person. I was a great sinner of all times. Yet I was mercifully treated by God. And you know what? Because of this mercy, St. Paul rediscovered the meaning of being an apostle, that Jesus Christ did not give up on him. Christ could have given up on him because of his sins, but no. Christ has a plan to make him an apostle. In this way, because of this mercy, St. Paul discovers the deeper meaning of an apostle, that St. Paul will be made an agent of God's salvation. So St. Paul was able to say, to show his gratitude to Christ because of Christ's mercy, because of Christ's love, because of Christ's acceptance. Our world today, my dear brothers and sisters, testify to the merciless act of humanity in the form of violence, hatred, discrimination, poverty. These are all the merciless acts of humanity towards his fellow human beings. When can we say that the merciful love of the Father will be radiated to all humanity, to the world, to the families, to our society? The parables of mercy are explained to us, are stated to us by St. Luke. But pardon me, I just used the shorter one, the two parables. But take note, the first part of our gospel, it says, tax collectors and sinners were all drawing close or near to Jesus. Isn't it that when we sin, everyone here is a sinner, including myself, right? Because if you say that you are not a sinner or you don't commit sin, the Mass is of no value to you. You may go home and go out because you do not sin or you do not commit sin. We are here because we are in need of God's grace and mercy. Does that make sense? Okay. So, our tendency, our reaction when we commit sin is what? To be ashamed of what we have done, right? It seems that you do not agree with me. Isn't it? That when we commit sin, we are ashamed. And especially when we commit sin towards that people We shy away from him or from her. But look at this. Sinners are drawing close to Jesus. Why are they not ashamed to Jesus? Why are they getting close to Jesus? You know the reason? Because the sinners saw in Jesus somebody who could restore them to their dignity, somebody who could heal them, somebody who could forgive them, somebody who could love them unconditionally, unlike the scribes and the Pharisees. What is the attitude of the scribes and the Pharisees? They are all allergic to sinners. That's why they avoid them. That's why they resented why Jesus associates himself with sinners and even eats with them. This is the background of the two or the three parables. That's why Jesus told them this parable. The first one, the shepherd who has 100 sheep and lost only one. If I were that shepherd, I won't search for that one. Because mathematically wise, I still have the 99. Why will I spend my time searching for that one when I have the 99? Does it make sense? Even in business, oh, I have still the 99. Why will I search for that one? The shepherd here seems to be careless. The woman who had 10 coins, she lost one and she still have 9 coins. And she diligently searched or looked for that one. She's wasting her time searching for that one. But mind you, my dear brothers and sisters, the shepherd and the woman is God. God, in the eyes of the world, would be wasting his time. God, in the eyes of the world, is careless. He doesn't care, unlike us. But what is the reason why God took pains, took time to search even for that one sheep, for that one coin? You know what is the reason why God did it? The reason of God is that one sheep, that one coin is mine. It belongs to me. They are part of me. So sinners are part of God. We are all part of God. That's why we are so precious in the eyes of God. Even when we feel ashamed, when we feel we are in the dark because of our sin, but in the eyes of God, we are not hopeless. We are not helpless. And that is what also we consider towards our brothers and sisters who goes astray. You are hopeless. You are helpless. You are trash. But in the eyes of God, there is no such thing as trash person. In the eyes of God, there is no such thing as hopeless person. In the eyes of God, there is no helpless person. Everyone is important. That's why this parable, hope this could open our minds, my dear brothers and sisters. The God who is merciful love, and he never gives up on us, even when we become hardened sinner. God is always there to accept us, to love us, and to forgive us.